Your reaction on today's 3-2 win here in Coleraine, David?
Absolutely delighted. I said to the players after the game, I said, if there's a prouder man in Coleraine tonight after the match, I'd like to meet him, because the questions get asked, I'm asking the questions, people outside of Linfield ask the questions, has this Linfield team got the bollocks for it? And I think today we proved it.
2-0 down in 10 minutes. Great comeback.
We didn't start the game, for whatever reason we didn't start the game. In the manner that I'd hoped, the players were warned, they knew the conditions, they knew the state of the pitch, the wind, the rain. So it wasn't as if it was, you know, we didn't know what to expect, but disappointing to go 2-0 down. But Burnsy scored a big goal on his 200th appearance, get you back in the game. I said to the players before the game, we won a game against Coleraine December to put us on the little run, and we scored it from a set play. I asked today, we work a lot on, the players are aware of our set plays and our jobs and our roles. We scored 3 goals from set plays today, which pleases me.
Great achievement for Burnsy on his 200th game. He's always going to pop up with a goal like that, but it was a big goal at a big time to get us back into the game before the break, wasn't it?
Big goal, it was a lifeline. I said at half time it was a lifeline, and without being too down at half time, I actually said to the players, you're actually playing for the rest of your season, the rest of your league season now, the next 45 minutes, because if you lose or drop points down here with Crusaders winning, the league's probably more or less over. But as it stands at the minute, we're very much in it, and a lot of points to be playing for still.
We came out with a bit of a zip straight after the break, didn't we? I think Jamie had 2 shots early doors. You know, you just looked like we had the bit between our teeth, and big Mark Hawkey comes in, he hasn't played for a few games, and I think he scored the 2 goals that turned it around for us.
Yeah, he did, and the boys knew themselves at half time. I didn't need as disappointed as I was with the 2 goals that we conceded in the first half. The players realised that, you know, we didn't do enough in the first half, but we got the goal at the right time to go in at half time and 2-1, and the next goal was always going to be crucial, and thankfully Hawks popped up with a big header to equalise, and an even bigger header. You know, see Linfield fans today, and I know I keep going on about it, but you know, some of the clubs throughout this league, not Coleraine in particular, because I have a lot of time and respect for Coleraine, but a lot of the clubs in this league, I actually don't know how they would survive if it wasn't for the Linfield game.
I mean, it was a great header to win it 3-2 in the next couple of minutes, but what a delicious cross by Ross Gaynor. It really did beg to be put into the net, didn't it?
It was, and you know, you asked for delivery, you asked for people wanting to score goals, and we got that. Hawkey, as you say, got injured against Crusaders on the 1st of January. He's been out missing, played a game for the Swifts, and that's how crucial, I say. Again, you talk about people like Alan Dornan, who again is Linfield through and through, goes down to the Swifts, gets the best out of some of my players. It's a tough job at times. It's a thankless task, because he doesn't know what squad, what team he's going to get. And 5 or 6 of the boys played on Wednesday night for the Swifts, Mark Hawkey being one. And so he popped up with 2 massive goals for us tonight.
There were men throughout the team today. I think at 2-1, I think there was a block that Jimmy Callagher to get in. It could have been 3-1 today, and it could have been a different story. So, you know, you asked for men to stand up and be counted, and they did there today, didn't they?
I think we asked. I think we probably should have equalised just before the attack that you're talking about, where Jimmy put his body on the line, but you asked that. And that's all we can do, and say the Linfield fans, although disappointed, if we had a left today drawn 2 each, I know for a fact the way the players played in the second half, they would have given the players a little bit of plaudits. But we popped up with a winner, and say this isn't an easy place to go. I think you only have to look at the record. I think it's probably only Linfield won twice down here. Crusaders not so long ago, dubious decisions. So they've got a proud home record, and you know, to beat them was big for us.
It's a big 3 points, 2-0 down, 15 minutes. Could have even been worse early doors, you know. So it's a big 3 points to turn it around and come away. And we're all buzzing here today, aren't we?
Andy, you're so positive. So 2-0 down, yeah, I was thinking that I was going to make changes. I was going to make changes after 30, 35 minutes. But we got in, and say, Burnsy got the goal at the time. We got in at half time. We knew the conditions would favour us a little bit in the second half, and thankfully they did that.
And that pitch, just how difficult do you think in the rain, just how awful was it to be playing football out there today?
Again, the standard of the pitch, you've got to be careful what you say, but the standard of the pitch is poor. You know, even where I was standing on the sideline, you know, I was two or three inches down into the surface. But say clubs like Coleraine and poured it down. They try their best to make the pitch as good as possible, but it's a tough place to come. We knew that. And say we were asked the questions after the defeat last week at poured it down, and the boys responded this week.
But both teams on a difficult surface gave it their all, though, didn't they?
I was fully committed. And again, you expect nothing less from a team like Coleraine and Oran Kearney. You expect nothing else. And say we battled, we worked hard. And I'll put my neck on the line and say I think we deserve the win.
Well, I think we did. And we now need to go on a run, don't we, Glenavon, next week? They're not a bad team, are they?
Yeah, no, Glenavon are a good side. They've been on a good run themselves. It's down to, as you say, we can hopefully go on a run like we had been. Say that answers a few questions. Answer a few questions for me. Can you go to a place like this and stand up and be counted? And the boys did that. So that's the benchmark. That's a standard. It's a standard that I expect now of every single Linfield player when they put that shirt on. They play with the desire, the passion. And I asked before the game, the players will probably tell you, I asked for them to show guts today. And they actually showed huge. They showed that in huge, you know, sources today.
Loads of guts, loads of passion, loads of talent, loads of commitment, and most importantly, 3 points. Well done today. And we're in a big run of games, you know, Glenavon, yep. Cliftonville, Glentoran. But these are the sort of games you want to be involved in, aren't they?
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. The next week, I wish the game was during the week now, because put you on such a high when you win a game like that, and the players will probably need 2 or 3 days to recover from the pitch and their legs and their bodies. I thought you'd again, you know, without singling anybody out today, I think Jamie Mulgrew epitomised everything about Linfield, his desire, his work rate and his effort and his commitment to win the game tonight. Mm-hmm. And that's not singling anybody out. There was all a terrific performance, but just his performance today.
But you know, there's 14 heroes out there, you know, plus the ones who didn't get on. You know, you really went, like last week you put it down, you threw McClellan down, you threw Bates on, you really went for it. You weren't satisfied with 2-2.
Oh, no, 2-2 wouldn't have, you know, I would have been disappointed in the 2-2 if we had come away with a point, especially in the second half. I felt we were right behind the top of the game, so thankfully we got the big one.
Well done today. You made everybody's weekend with that result today, David.
Cheers, Andy. Good morning.